Okay, so Simen Kuf Samach Vav Sif Dalet. We're talking about Shaloi Lanachesh Lainen Ulakashef, means not to do kishuf and all those type of things. So Dalet, Oid Amar Rabbi Seinu, Ezum Ma'inen, what's a Ma'inen? Zah, that's somebody who grabs the eyes, meaning magic, Pirish. He holds onto the eyes of people and he closes them. True Masa Oison, Shaninmalahem Ki'ilu. He's like fools them, that makes it look like he's doing things against nature. Really, he's doing nothing. So really, what he's doing kalos yodav, light-handed. He's very quick, and tachbulos is sort of like trickery. He is tricking them, so that's not allowed.
Can't find it.
Chasanus, and Batchanim, right? Those are the people, a Batchan, a guy who makes, I don't know how you touch a Batchan, an entertainer. Oyrim Balav, they're Oyrim on a Lav. If you ask them to do it, Yoyrim Lifnei Iver. Anybody who wants to make a Macha, who has the ability to make a macha, should make a macha. It's also to look at them and watch them. But if it's a nachri, if it's a goy doing it, then it is mutter to watch it. So basically, the Paiskim nowadays, I think it might be Ramosha, say that magic shows, I mean, really, what the kids are saying is that magic shows are also. So they say you announce before the magic show that this is not true, then it's allowed. Hey, also Lidrash b'mechashrim, you're not allowed to ask things from Kishuf. I don't know if Elam welcome sakonas tefashos, unless it's sakonas tefashos, right? So what is the, I guess, like, what do you call those people? Tarot readers and all that type of stuff. Oh, in kishuf, if somehow you got sick through Kishuf, I mikra, or something that happened, ruach, then you're allowed to go to a mechashev akum and get healed. So you see that there is something to kishuv based on this. Right? Okay. Simen
Do
kuf
they
samach
hold
zayin.
still there is?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because the psychic reader on Rockaway Turnpike definitely didn't see her business going out.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I mean, they shouldn't, right? I mean, I don't know if you have to have a leg, you have to be a legitimate kishuv person, Jesse. I don't know if you open on Rockaway Turnpike. Is that, I mean, I don't know if that qualifies. All right. Simen kuf samach zayin hilchos avodas kochavim u'mazalos. Uvoy tes sifim. Elila masura bahano. Getchka's idols are also bahano. He v'tashmisha v'noya v'tukravusa. It and its tashmisha, meaning people think that is, what do you call it, accessories, and anything that beautifies it, and anything that is brought to it. From nesarim dvarim elu, and if it gets mixed in with other things, afilu echad be'elef shel heter, even if it's one in a thousand, oisa kala tarubis bahano, it's also the whole mixture is bahano because it's not bottled. There's no bittul by it. So basically, if you add a little bit of something that of avodah zarah got mixed in with other things, it's all also ba'anah. Beis, alilim shalavik kechavim, getchkas avodah kechavim, v'chein tashmisha v'noya yeshlen bittul. They can become bittul, meaning what? Kishim akam b'yadayim, when a guy decides that he's no longer using this as an avodah zarah, shalaytei oida avodah, it's no longer avodah zarah. I tashmish, I know about the Zarahutu, then it's mutter. So that's why you can theoretically buy an old church, right? Because once they stop treating it as avodah zarah, so then they mevatel it. I mean, there might be another issue of, hashkafically issue, but it's being benefiting from it, it's not a problem. Gimel neder shadigal fenev v'achakach kibin ha'akum v'tzarech atzmai v'charon liyisrael mutar. So let's say they took the candles, they light candles by their avodah zarah, and then the guy puts them out, and then for himself, and then he sells them, then it's mutar. The kibin shekibin l'tzarech atzmai, since he put them out for his own needs, so then bitulin, that's considered batal. V'komakam ein lasis men neder shel mitzvah. You cannot make, you can't use them for mitzvah. That's what we're just referring to, because it's considered disgusting to do that. For at least the tzarach mitzvah. Anything of avodah zarah, afal pi shein is batal, even though it is batal, umutar lehedyot, also ledvar mitzvah, mishum demeisi legavoya, because it's considered disgusting. Right, so that's why it would be debatable how to take an old church and make it into a shul or not. Fine. Hamabushim. The clothing that Kahanim wear when they go into a base of Avodah Zarah, some say that that's considered the beauty for the Goyim. It's not considered a beauty for Hashem. They don't need bittul, and there are those that hold that it is not, it's not bittul. They have to verbally be mevatel. Hey, also l'stakel be'elul u'benoishelo. You're not allowed to stare at Getchka or anything that's beautifying it. Shenemar al tifnuela elilim. You have to stay away from the house. And because you came in elul, meaning you have to even stay away from the building that holds the avodah zarah, and of course from the actual avodah zarah. Arba amos shaloi lavar shom. You have to stay at least arba amos tonight's daf, right? Hey, you're supposed to say 4 hours away. But also, l'shmoya klishir, ha'lerech b'reich shalem. You also not to listen to their music or to smell their smells. V'im shmeya klishir, yetem oznav. But if he hears it, he should close his ears. V'chein nimbar reich, yichavin shalei lahanes m'menu. And if you get the smell, you have to have kavana not to get hanaf from it. Vav yoshav lekoitz paragla. This is last week's daf. If he gets a He gets a thorn in his foot, and his possible emois b'fnei elul, or money, his money spills out in front of the Yeshuach, lahasar. He should not bend over to take out the thorn, or to take the money, because it looks like he's bowing down. And even if a person doesn't see him, it's still also, because we said that if something's also because of Maris Ayin, it's also even Chadri Chadorim. Eli Yeshev or Yifna Achayrev, he should sit down or turn his back. Aitzidai, the Tzara Elul, or put his side to the Avodah Zarah. V'acharkach Yitol, and after that, take it. Zayin, Malkam Shemiskatzim Akam Va'ayim Shesham Meichlum Lehem Avodah Seim. If there's a place that the Goyim gather, and they say that their Averus are bottle there or Machol, also losses with losses Sham Imam, it is also to do any sort of business with them over there. Because we're afraid that they're going to be minded to Avodah Zarah. Ches, also lahaska shem elilim, you're not allowed to mention the name of Avodah Zarah's bein letzarech, whether you need to go and loymer lechaver hamten li b'tzad Avodah Zarah ploini, wait for me by this and this church, bein shaloy letzarech, whether it's for no reason. Shenema b'shem elihim achirim loisaskiru, you should not mention the names of other gods. Also ligram la'akum shiaska shem elilim, and it's also to say to a guy, that he should mention their name. It shouldn't be mentioned from you. It shouldn't come because of you. If the guy is chayav, then you can allow him to swear. If they have holidays that have the name of people, right? And it's not names of Avodah Zarah and Chashash. There's no concern. But who shall you call him? Kamosha Akam Askirimus and Beloshin Chashivas. As long as you don't refer to them as Beloshin Chashivas, but that's when you get into all the people saying Xmas and Kratzmuch and all that type of stuff. Tess Mutter Lefarnes Aniyam is a common question. People want to know if they give a donation. You are allowed to be Mefarnes Goyim Avodah Zarah, the poor people from Avodah Zarah. And you're allowed to visit their sick, and you're allowed to bury their dead, and even to say aspeidim on them, and to go mourn them. The reason we're allowed to do it is to keep the peace. And people always ask, can they go to a wake? Can they go to a funeral of a non-Jew? As long as it's not in a church, As long as it's not in a church, you're allowed to go in order to keep the peace. Okay. And we will call it a night over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Shabbos Tzuras Tovus.
I mean, sure.